10:30 a.m. and this is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Hassan Zahid with the news today. It's sunny and 5 degrees outside our studios. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson said the issue of online bullying is a priority for his government, and he sought cooperation from fellow politicians to resolve this big issue. Nicholson has said that he and his provincial and territorial counterparts agreed yesterday to finish reviewing the criminal code by June this year. The timing of this decision came in the backdrop of the recent suicide of a 17-year-old Rita Parsons. Cyberbullying has spread alarmingly in Canada, and many of the teenagers are falling victims to this crime. At least 147 people were reportedly killed yesterday morning when a multi-story building collapsed at Sabar near the capital Dhaka in Bangladesh. Over 600 were injured, and a significant number of people might have been trapped in the building, rescuers fear. The Bangladesh Home Minister said that the building collapsed due to faulty construction. The building housed 5 garment factories. It may be mentioned here that a considerable number of buildings in Dhaka and the suburb is prone to collapsing as the owners ignore the role and disobey building code. Tarno police on Tuesday have arrested the second suspect in a robbery of a Tarno bank. Landry Jackson, 27, was arrested yesterday morning in connection with the robbery and was taken into custody. Earlier, Andrew Palmer, 26, of Brampton, Ontario, was arrested on Monday and was also charged in connection with the robbery. Police said the robbery was violent as the bank staff and customer suffered gunshot wounds. Two men allegedly robbed the Teddy branch at St. Clair Avenue and Mall Avenue. They were armed with a handgun and looted a small amount of cash, injuring two. The robbery took place Sunday afternoon while the bank was full with customers. One of the customers tried to tackle the robber and he was injured and was shot in the abdomen. Sports. In the Major League Baseball, Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Baltimore Orioles 6-5 yesterday. The defeat halted the Orioles' run of consecutive extra inning victories at 17. With this win, Jays also averted a 3-game sweep. Earlier the night before, the Orioles won their 100th consecutive game when leading after the 17th inning. Bolton forward Kevin Davis said Tuesday he is not moving to Toronto FC. The 36-year-old Bolton Wanderers striker was close to joining the MLS club on short term. Possibility of Davis joining to Toronto FC became brighter after the Toronto FC manager said Tuesday that any MLS team would be happy to have a veteran striker like Davis. But Davis ruled out the possibility and said that he won't move to Toronto FC. He said this as he initially intended to do so, but later decided not to move as there were some legal obstacles for him. Davis' contract runs out this summer, and the club has told him he won't be getting a new one. The 10-year Bolton veteran has slipped from the bench out of the match day squad in recent weeks and appeared surplus to the requirement of Bolton Wanderers. And now entertainment. Author Anacana Scofield has won this year's Amazon.ca first Nobel Award. Anacana Scofield is an Irish-Canadian writer of fiction, essays and literary criticism. She contributes to the London Review of Books. Scofield's first novel, Malarkey, was recently published by Biblioversis. The winner was selected by a jury made up of John Deegan, Mickey Strams, and Alexis Zentner. The celebrated writer received $7,500 honor at a gala in Toronto Wednesday for Malarkey, which is a novel of a working class woman who struggled during and after her husband and son's death. She still surfaces and becomes a tragic character. The novel is a true reflection of life's struggle and a vivid description of voices into the mind of women. Here is a different story. Much debate is going on whether to close Pepe Station temporarily in order to complete the renovations, since it's taking too much time in the present condition. Closure of the station would help early completion. The station is now asking people through online survey to decide if whether or not they should close down temporarily to speed up construction, which has been going on since 2009. Up until yesterday, 52.3% of almost 3,000 responses favored closing the station for 12 straight days in order to speed up construction by about 3 months. An Observer Radio News, Radina Venchiva, reports.
Construction at Pepe feels like it's been going on forever. The renovation started since 2009, but currently fell behind schedule. Now the TTC wants to speed things up by proposing a survey asking users how best to proceed. TTC claims that shutting down will save time by at least 3 months of the renovations. TTC spokesperson Devin Horn said if Pepe closes, the project will be finished by September of this year. Originally, it's supposed to be completed by Christmas.
We're hoping to speed up the construction, and one of the ways to speed up construction is to close down so that they can get some of that work done that's difficult to do when the station is in operation.
For businesses around the area, however, the idea would mean loss of profits and headache. The manager at the Palace restaurant, John Hadzis, located directly across from Pepe, said closure will have huge impact on his business.
We have a lot of people that come from the subway. They close it down. People will be getting off at Chester or other stations. They won't pass through the area here. They've already been working on it 3 years. How much of a difference is it really going to make?
According to Horn, renovations took longer because of unexpected conditions along the way, such as discovering oil and salt in the soils, which took time to fix. The survey closes tomorrow. Radina Venchova, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at toronoobserver.ca.